Dear friends in Jesus Christ, actually it is Bob's turn to do the homily, but all of a sudden he has got some stomach problem and he couldn't come. That made me stomach problem. But just a kind reflection of the gospel today. The first reading says, Elijah went to Elisha and to Elisha was doing some plowing work in the field. He was not an expert farmer. And the Bible says he was placed 12th. That means he does not know anything. So he was the 12th person who was doing the farming. But God's call came to Elisha. That shows nobody in this world is abandoned by God. We never have a right to say we are unwanted fellows. The one who was doing the 12th place was called as a prophet. Elisha then followed Elijah. That was the first reading. And the gospel presents three characters. And they found, they said three reasons. Where do you find reasons? The first one said, Sir, I want to follow you because I see you are good. But Jesus said, if you follow me, you know, I don't have any place to rest even. I don't have wealth or money. So why do you follow me? Are you sure to follow me? Being a Christian is a matter nowadays. If you say publicly, I'm a Christian, people will blame, what an unintelligible person. If you say, I go to church every Sunday, people will say, oh, stupid fellow, you don't live in this modern world. And Jesus said, no, I don't have anything if you follow me. Now people follow usually bloggers, celebrities, or whoever has the world fame. And people change to change. And the second person comes. Jesus asked, can you follow me? He said, no, I'm so sorry, I cannot. Because I have to bury my father. It's very quite recent. Actually, that's a proverb said in Palestine at that time. I do not want to follow you because I have something to do. Thank you for your presence today in this mass because you had an option. After a heavy workload week, you could take a very good rest. People would say, it's summer, I want to enjoy. People say, it is winter, it is coming cold. People say, it is Sunday, I need rest. And likewise, the person said, fine, I have my own right to say. And the third person said, I will follow you, but I have to say goodbye to you, to my parents. And Jesus said, Once you placed your hands on the plow, do not turn back. Practically, what does the gospel say? It follow meaning. It's a following. We need to follow someone, because in the psychology, we have a very good fine theory of modeling and remodeling. The child needs to have a model. We all need to have a model. Otherwise, it won't be fine emotional well-being. So in the Hebrew meaning, it is to go or come after. It has another meaning of accompaniment and to attend, follow means. To accept the authority, adopt the option, to copy after, to keep the eyes fixed on someone. But actually, at that time, Jesus' time, the Palestinian or Hebraic child, at the age of 5, the young boys went to do the local synagogue and to they learn the Hebrew, memorize the Hebrew, and they study everything. At the age of 13, a typical Jewish young man was very conversant with God's words. That means he might have already studied the Pentateuch, memorized the Torah. That was the time of Jesus. And secondly, the rabbi never asked someone, "You follow me." No, never, ever in Israel. And there should be very intelligent person. There should be a rabbinic scholar, or at least very well-versed in that one. And the student, the disciple has to come and ask. Now the rabbi make test. And then the rabbi will say, "Now you are my disciple, my..." It's a long process. But here we see Jesus, he hasn't taken any step. He saw the hearts of the person. He is good. He doesn't look the intellectual scientific theory. I am following not because I cannot explain scientifically what Jesus is, who Jesus is, what is in the tabernacle, what I am seeing. We are here in this church not as a scientist, but as a fellow man who sees our hearts. And Jesus say, "We are good." If someone say, "You are not good," that's not right. Because he knows our heart. And the Semitic culture, the rabbi never did not take the initiative to follow, but they come to Jesus or the rabbis. And this is what Jesus is asking to us. What kind of personality we are approaching to Jesus? Is it the first man? It's my decision that I want to follow. But Jesus said, "No. You are asking for some pleasure, principles, or your own wealth, being, something. No, that's not good. Secondly, I saw your heart. Good. Please come and follow. Do not make any demand, because I will." Let's pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, make us your disciples, the true disciples of God. Amen.